SRN News, I'm John Scott. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that a last-minute crisis with Hamas has held up Israeli approval of a long-awaited ceasefire. Yael Eckstein tells Salem Radio that Israelis are feeling contradictory emotions about the deal.
On one hand, we need to get these hostages home, and we'll do it at a very, very difficult price because we value life and we look at life as holy and sacred. Every life is worth anything in order to just free them. But on the other hand, when you're freeing terrorists with blood on their hand in order to get back your children, it's a very difficult compromise.
Eckstein is president and CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Netanyahu's cabinet was scheduled to vote on the agreement today. Netanyahu signaled there were issues with the deal shortly after President Biden and key mediator Qatar announced it was complete. His office says they won't meet until Hamas backs down, accusing it of reneging on parts of the agreement. Also at SRNNews.com, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody will take Marco Rubio's seat in the U.S. Senate. Governor Ron DeSantis announced the appointment. Moody says she's ready to fight for President-elect Trump. Windy, flame-fanning weather in Southern California has eased up as firefighters report significant gains against those wildfires burning around L.A. Correspondent Ryan Pearson was among evacuees last week, his home among the thousands that burned.
A colleague texted me and said there's another fire in Altadena. I went out to check on it and see what it looked like and drove down the street and saw flames on our mountain about 3 miles away or so. But the winds, the Santa Anas, were stronger than I've ever felt them.
Firefighters from Mexico, Canada, and half a dozen states have joined the effort. This is SRN News. The annual World Watch List is out.
It comes from Open Doors U.S., and it presents a ranking of the nations where persecution of Christians is the worst. North Korea comes in number one on the 2025 rundown, as it has for many years. Being a Christian there is literally a crime punishable by death or a life sentence in a labor camp, which amounts to the same thing. Number two on the list is Somalia, followed by Yemen, Libya, and Sudan. 6 through 10 are Eritrea, Nigeria, Pakistan, Iran, and Afghanistan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says he's planning to build up a supply of abortion pills ahead of President Trump's second administration. New Jersey joins other Democratic-led states, including Massachusetts and California, in stockpiling mifepristone, one of two drugs used in combination to end pregnancies. This is SRN News. A man fatally shot a Texas sheriff's deputy in Houston, prompting a massive search involving multiple law enforcement agencies. The Houston Police Department said that suspect was later shot and killed. Brazoria County Sheriff Bo Stallman says Deputy Jesus Vargas was a 17-year veteran on the Brazoria County Sheriff's Department. Central Ohio stands to benefit economically from a defense contractor's plans to build a manufacturing plant.
The Anduril Industries facility would bring 4,000 jobs to the area's burgeoning high-tech sector about 16 miles southeast of Columbus. The California-based defense tech company will begin construction of its Arsenal 1 facility as soon as state and local approvals have been secured. Production of military drones and autonomous aircraft is envisioned to begin in July of 2026. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.